And godliness means this. In the Greek, it means reverence towards God. It is the sum of religious values or virtues and duties. So to be ungodly would not to have any religious values or to perform any religious duties, not to have any religious or any scriptural, any biblical virtues. Be just the opposite of having biblical virtues. It'd be all these things, some of these things we just read to you that you're to put off. They're not godly things. They're ungodly things. You're to put them off and give reverence towards God. Godliness is simply that. Reverence for God that shows itself, proof of it is that you're walking in a proper way before the Lord. That you have good values. And your virtues line up with the Word of God. So, and you are busy. So you bring into possession blessedness for this world and the life to come. You are doing something to bless others and to be blessed of God for now and to the life to come. It's not all about right now. You may go through some things now, but there's a life to come. We'll talk about that in just a moment. So we are to deny ungodliness. We are to deny worldly lust, which is sinful desires. And lust is simply a product of sin. Lust is wanting something that's not yours. We think of lust in sexual manners, but it's anything you might want that's not yours that you desire to have. You see it and you want it, so you try to, you lust after it. It's wrong. It's sin. Don't follow after lust. Crucify your flesh in the affections and lusts thereof, the Word of God says. Crucify yourself. So we're to live, and we're also to live soberly. Soberly here means calm and collective in spirit, temperate. Be temperate in your spirit. Be calm and collected. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6 and 8. I don't know that I wrote that one down, but let's look at it anyway. Wrong direction. 1 Thessalonians, verse 5. I don't know if I... Chapter 5, verse 6 and 8. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. So we're to walk soberly. Keep our mind on Jesus. Have a calm and collective spirit. Know that what we know and believe what we know. To have a calm assurance if God said it, that's it. If he says I'm saved, I'm saved. If he says I have a future and a home above, I have a home above. I have a future in him. We need to understand that. Be calm. Be collective in spirit. Be temperate in all things. In all things, be temperate. And then we're to live righteously. As Christians, we're to live righteously. Y'all gave me too much time. We're to live righteously. And righteously here would mean purity of heart. Being and doing right. Purity of heart. Doing and being right. Righteous. Living righteously. Righteousness of faith is justification received by faith. You've been justified. You're righteous because you've been justified by faith. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:3. Grace be unto you, and I don't know if that's what I wanted or not. 1:30, excuse me. I knew that was wrong. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Did you hear what it said? We're to walk righteous. The perfect righteousness of Christ is given to the believer as we accept him as Savior. If we're going to glory, let's glory in him. We're righteous because of him. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Without Christ, you're probably not very righteous. You might be a good person. You may abstain from a lot of worldly things. You may not be a gross sinner, as we would count people as being gross sinners. But without Christ, you're a sinner. You can be a good person. You can do all the right things. You can have a position in society. But without Christ, you're lost. You may give charitable organizations and you may have your name on the bricks that the, you know, some of the places where you may have your name on different places. They may put your name in the newspaper as a contributor to this nice place, to the McDonald House or something like that. Ronald McDonald House or something of that nature. But if you don't know Christ, you're still just as lost can be. It's within Christ that you're righteous. Without Him, we're none of us righteous. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:20. 2 Corinthians verse 5, verse 20. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could become righteous. He took our place, substituted Himself in our place, died for our sins so that we could be made the righteousness of God through Him, Jesus Christ. So we're not righteous without Him. We need Him in our lives. And these are the things in the present tense He expects, and His word demands that we live for Him the best of our ability. Striving to live for God. Just the way it is. It's a good way. This is the better way. I'd rather live like this than any other way I could think of. This world just really doesn't have anything to offer, does it? But Christ has all. He is all. And then there's a future tense. There's a past tense, the present tense, and then there's a future tense. Something to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get back to my text. It says this, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's something every Christian should long for. Fact is, just this week, probably yesterday, my wife and I were talking just briefly about something, and she said, one of us said, I wish the Lord would come. And the other, you know, I think as I said something about it, she said, oh, I wish He would come today. We should be looking for and longing for the coming of Christ. But, Pastor, there's a lot of people who don't know Christ. I don't care what time frame He decides to come, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be a lot of people who don't know Him. Doesn't matter what generation He comes in, there'll be a lot of folks that don't know Him as Savior. He's going to come when the time's correct. When He says it's the correct time, He's going to come. But that's something you and I have to look forward to go be with Him one of these days. Whether we go in the rapture or we go through the grave, we're going to go see Jesus. And that is our blessed hope that we should long for, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our union with Him for eternity. I said earlier, I have never seen Him. I haven't touched the nail-scarred hands. I haven't hugged His neck or kissed Him on the cheek or seen His nail-scarred feet. I haven't seen any of that. I haven't experienced that. But one day I will see Him. I will behold His face. One of these days. That's our great hope. It could be realized at any time. We forget that sometimes. We get so busy in our lives and our jobs and our children, our grandchildren, and, you know, we just want to live forever and enjoy the journey. But really, church, if in this life only you had hope, you would really be more miserable than what you think you would be. But we have a hope that's out of this world. We have a blessed hope. One of these days, Christ is going to call us home. If we die and go by the grave, we're still going to be with Him. That is our hope today. We should never surrender this hope. Never surrender this hope. The trumpet could sound today. Well, preacher, I've heard you say that a lot. Well, I mean it every single time I say it. The trumpet could sound today. And I'd be glad if it did. And so would you. He's coming again. The rapture will take place. It's going to take place. Just don't know when it's going to take place, but it will take place one of these days. It just pays you and I to stay ready for that blessed time. time, that blessed hope that we have to see our Lord appear in the sky. We will be united with the Lamb forever. Be reunited with our loved ones that's went on before forever. Rule and reign with Him. All these things are going to happen. And living this life for Him now is worth it all. Absolutely worth it. We should never surrender that hope. I wrote some scripture down, and I don't, probably 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. Is that correct, Brother Stephen? Brother, excuse me, Brother Grandchild, is it 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter? Verse 16, I think. Oh, I got James. James 5:7. Okay, I forgot to write it down here. James 5:7, there it is. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit on the earth and hath long patience for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. Be patient like a farmer waiting on his crops. The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. What's the next one, brother? I failed to write them down on my paper. James 5:8, be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Be patient, establish your heart. Know for sure, know it in your heart, He's coming. It's soon, it draws near. And it's nearer now than it was 1 week ago. It's nearer now than it was 5 minutes ago when we started this. He's coming soon. What's the next one? Oh, grudge not one another, brethren. Lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. Don't be grudgeful. The Lord's coming. Live right. Live soberly. Live righteously. Live godly. The Lord's coming. Amen? Give me another one. There we go. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as those which have no hope. How many's got loved ones that's went on before you? Well, don't sorrow for them as a person who has no hope, for if you know they're a Christian, you have hope of seeing them again. You will be reunited with them. The fact is, the Bible says the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout. Verse 14, read that one for yourself. I'll read it. For we, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Right? He's going to bring them with. We're going to see them again. It's our blessed hope. For this we say. Well, I can't find it on my scripture. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. He's coming. And they're coming out of the ground. If we're dead in Christ, we're going to come out of that ground. We're coming up. The graves are going to burst open. People are going to be confused. They're going to be scared to death. But we're going to be walking on the clouds, just going to see Jesus. Amen? For the Lord Himself, finally, back where I was at. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a blessed scripture. What a blessed hope that you and I have, that we're going to one day go and be with the Lord forever. And what's it say? Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Jesus is coming. Look up, for your redemption draws near. Stay firm, stay true. Your redemption's coming. But you don't know how hard it is. Maybe it is hard, but your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming for you. And it should be soon. So that's our future hope. We have our past hope. We have our present tense. And we have our future tense. Our future hope in Him. Aren't you glad for that tonight? That He died for you. You accepted Him as Savior. And now you can look forward to heaven. That's something to be excited about. Amen? We're on our way to heaven, and the journey gets sweeter every day. walking with Jesus and talking with Jesus all along the way. That's all I can remember of that one. We're going somewhere one of these days. We'll soon be done with trouble and trial. One of these days, on the other side. We'll shake glad hands with the elders, tell our kindred good morning, then we'll sit down beside the river. We'll sit down and rest a little while. Amen. Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. We're heading someplace, ladies and gentlemen. Get your chins up. Look up. Look up. For Jesus is coming again. Our blessed hope. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, hallelujah. Hope that suited you. Hope it helped you a little bit. Praise God. I feel better than I did an hour ago. I won't tell you why, but because it's over. No, the Lord Jesus is coming. And I'm a born-again believer. I'm a believer now since Jesus changed my life. Heading somewhere, Brother Don. Heading somewhere. And we're going to make it. We're going to make it. Amen. Stand to your feet. Just going to invite you in just for a season of prayer. Come and just tell the Lord how much you love Him. Love on Him a little bit. Let Him love on you. If you'll do that, He will. He will. Let Him just come and let the Holy Spirit bless you tonight.